Fitness in Flinders Street, right next to the German Club. It's a good market. Yeah, everybody recognises the German Club. Peter, welcome again.
Thank you, David, and good morning to your listeners.
Shortest day of the year is the start of winter, mate, as if we hadn't had enough.
It's one of my favourite days of the year, and it only gets better from now on, doesn't it? Yeah. Longer days. But it's funny, isn't it? It seems it's happened fairly quickly, and then the second part where it gets warmer takes a long time. Yep. So we've got the shortest day very quickly, but that next step seems to take forever for the daylight savings and the days to get longer.
Oh, one day it'll come. One day summer will come, as they tend to promise us. And all doing well at Freedom Fitness. What's the temperature of the pool?
Pool's always warm. 20 turned it up a little bit in this cold weather. So it's about 28, 29 at the moment. Oh. So it's beautiful in there at the moment.
Yeah,
people's just lingering around a little bit longer.
Yes.
And they enjoy the warmth of the pool.
Absolutely. You wouldn't want to go outside. You have to kick them out at 10 o'clock, do you?
No. It's definitely cold outside. I mean, those early mornings, I mean, we're there sort of 5:30 in the morning. And it's, you know, everyone's got their gloves and they're rugging up at that time of morning.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you've put our program on your website, which is lovely. You can go to Freedom Fitness and see a couple of good-looking guys. And from that, some of your members are asking questions, asking for the radio, which is great.
It's an excellent response we're getting. We thought we'd put it out there and sort of like a Q&A and people could ask some questions, and then we're sort of overloaded with questions each week. So, yeah, we're getting a good response.
Mm. Now, Dennis has asked about the Blue Zone diet. What the heck is that?
This is intriguing because the Blue Zone are the countries which have the most centurions there.
All right.
There's five countries, and there's been a lot of study about these countries. Why are people living to over 100? And the five countries are Sardinia in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Okinawa in Japan. The Nicoya Peninsula, which is in Costa Rica. You've got Icaria, which is a Greek island, but you've also got it's actually in California called Loma Linda, and that's actually a Seventh-day Adventist stronghold. It's where they congregate.
Yeah.
So the others are, you know, the Mediterranean and ocean area in Japan, and the only one that's a little bit different there is Loma Linda in California.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you went to their diet, and they've done all the research, and why do these people live to over 100, and if you break down the diet, it's a plant-based diet. They eat 95% plants and 5% animal. They snack on nuts during the day. They're plenty of clean water and herbal tea and no processed food. But there's more to that. There's many books in it, but probably the best one, Dan Buter, wrote a good study, and he lives out there and he's researched them, and he's put them more down to lifestyle. This is why these people are living into the centurions over 100. And, you know, he quotes, you know, a great lifestyle, healthy diet, daily exercise, a low-stress life that incorporates family, purpose, religion, and meaning.
Wow.
It's like a mantra, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, imagine if we could live our life like that, you know, and that strong sense of purpose, circle of healthy friends, and living in, you know, walkable neighborhoods. So these people are, you know, they eat healthy. They surround themselves by family. That's a very low stress, and they're active. Yeah, peasant food they've got, and this is what they all have in common. By the one in California, the Loma Linda, but the Seventh Day Adventists. But they live a very clean life.
Yes.
No processed food.
And a very spiritual life.
A very spiritual life, and family orientated. And so what they're saying is, it's not just the diet that's making these people live longer. It's the lifestyle. It's the whole package. You know, they don't have complex medicines or high tech therapies, anything like that.
And they don't have mobile phones, they don't have computers and all that rubbish that just drives
them. No, they've got 2 feet and a heartbeat and away they go. Yeah. But they're constant. They don't exercise for an hour a day, but they exercise all day in their work.
That's right. You know, they're digging the paddocks and doing
digging the paddocks, and then they'll stop for a good lunch. They drink, you know, a couple of glasses of wine, so that's okay. But it's very much a lifestyle. So it's a very interesting study. It intrigues me that, you know, that they've sort of found these plots in the world where people live to 100, and there's a common connection of them, and it's at least 50% of that non-stress family lifestyle, having purpose.
Yeah, our trips to Greece, I just love going down south of Athens, down through the Peloponnese, etc.
Beautiful.
Down the bottom, and driving along in the coach or the car, whatever, wherever, and you look across, and there are these little paddocks, little ordinary homes. I mean, there's nothing palatial. And there's Mama sitting on the front porch, and it sounds all so romantic, but it's what you're talking about. And Papa goes out fishing every morning in a rickety old wooden boat and catches a few fish, brings it back in. And it's just, as you say, so family-orientated, no stress. They just live the life on the land.
It's a real timeless lifestyle, isn't it? And, you know, they sort of live like each generation sort of lives the same.
That's right.
But it works. Yeah. You know, I think all we can we can gather a lot from it.
Okay, I'm going to buy 5 acres up at the back of somewhere.
I'll come and join you. Well, let's see if we can join the Centurion Club.
Now, Jenny has asked about, is it cortisol?
Yeah. If it's good or is it bad?
This is a little druggy thing, is it?
No, the body, well, what cortisol is, it's actually a hormone made by the adrenal glands in your body. Mm-hmm. Every cell in our body has a receptor to accept cortisol.
All right.
So what it actually is, it's nature's built-in alarm system. So cortisol is really important. It controls our metabolism. It lowers inflammation. It regulates our blood pressure. So every cell of our body will accept cortisol in there. But the problem is we can have too much cortisol. So I guess the good way to explain it is what cortisol does, it's like a high-octane fuel, like a petrol. And if you've got a fight or flight mode, or, you know, a panic or whatever, it'll gather all sugars and minerals and proteins and pump it into the cell. And then you're ready to go. Fight or flight, run away from the lion, whatever it is. And it's like a supercharged fuel. Unfortunately, stress also, it reacts to stress. Stress in our lifestyle will release cortisol into the body. So we have that effect where we're under stress. So the body goes, we've got a stressful situation. It grabs all the minerals and sugars in the body and it pumps them into the cell. Okay, you got to fight or flight. But we're not fighting or flighting. We're sitting down on the computer in the stressful section.
And the stress is there.
Stress is there, so it becomes toxic. So we're using the cortisol for the wrong reason.
Right.
And that's when too much cortisol constantly releasing in the body is a problem. So to answer the question, we need cortisol. Absolutely. It regulates our body. It's fantastic for that. But too much will put absolutely too much stress onto the body.
Should you take supplement of it?
It's a natural. It's a natural hormone of the body. You can't supplement with it. But generally today, people have too much cortisol in their body, and they get headaches and fatigue, and they suffer depression because it's got. If you imagine, you've got all this fuel in the body that wants to go to work, but it doesn't need to go to work because we're sitting down just stressing or we're just boiling it over.
So what do we do? Just take a big deep breath.
Yeah, that is an excellent piece of advice.
Exercise,
diet, exercise, a deep breath, just slow it down, slow the cortisol down, de-stress your life any way you can. I mean, literally, you could follow the Blue Zone lifestyle. I mean, they don't have a cortisol problem, you know, like they've seen.
If you come to my 5-8.
That'll sort it out. So you just be aware of it. You know, if you're suffering a bit of anxiety or you know, you're stressing, it's this cortisol that's getting released from the body and it's going to put you into like a fatigue state. So if you can take a moment out, deep breath, slow it down. We need it, but just not too much of it.
And the final question from one of your members, Jake, he says, can I lose 5 kilograms in 3 weeks from my wedding fit out? Oh, Jake, I think we should talk to you more importantly. Forget the weight loss. We should be talking about you getting married.
We
can talk to you about
it. It is sometimes a therapy session at the gym, but Jake was there this morning and not that he's got he's stressing. He's got a bit too much cortisol in his body because he wants to, you know, he's under pressure to lose some weight. He's doing really well. He's lost about 20 kilos already.
Wow.
And he was just saying, look, you know, can I do this last 5 kilos in 3 weeks? And we're saying, absolutely you can.
Can you?
Absolutely you can. And a good way to start it off would be to go for a 24-hour fast. So after your dinner at night, just fast until the next dinner. And that sort of recalibrates the body. You know, then all of a sudden, glass of water has value. You know what I mean? Because you haven't had it in your body, or good wholesome food. You won't be craving chocolates or sugar. You'll just want good food. So that's a great way to kickstart it. We told him you can get in that delayed eating. Just eat between 10 and 6.
Mm.
Drink plenty of water. You know, absolutely saturate the body of water. Get back into the gym, you know, training hard. Incidental exercise, which we keep going back to for lowering cortisol levels or the Blue Zone diet. Just that daily activity. Stick to a Mediterranean diet. But you can absolutely, if you follow those simple steps, you can lose that weight.
Mm. So fast for 24 hours.
Kickstart the diet, yep.
And
delay your eating. Yes. So first meal at 10, last meal at 6. Yep. Drink plenty of water. get back into the exercise, get back on the path, you know, train hard and incidental, keep moving throughout the day. And if you, you know, back to your diet, we always promote the Mediterranean diet. So, you know, you're not leaving too much out, but it's good, healthy, clean food.
Oh, we're back into southern Greece now.
Yeah, but we'll monitor. Now that we've put Jake under pressure and he's listening today, obviously, we will update listeners on how Jake's going for his wedding fit out.
Well, what I could do is take Jake over to, I could be his escort to southern Greece.
He might not come back.
Down around Corinth somewhere there, and Olympia, Mathion, we can go down there and... I can help him lose that weight for 3 weeks.
I might join you, David. Sounds wonderful.
Shores of. Now, you mentioned earlier you're having a quick break.
Yes.
Will you be back in a couple of weeks?
Not 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I think we're back. We're very lucky going to the north of Italy, Lake Lugano.
Dislike you.
We're there for, it gets some summer months, 2.5 weeks I think we're away for.
Wow, how beautiful.
Yeah, really fantastic. Very lucky, and it'll be a fantastic trip.
I'm talking about southern Greece, and you're going to Lugano and Como and all around that top end of it.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to practice what we preach. We'll adopt the Blue Zone lifestyle, and maybe I'll come back a little bit younger, hopefully.
Well, I don't care whether you come. I'm just not interested anymore. Peter, have a very safe trip. You and your good lady, and your son going too?
No, he's not going. He's not going this time. We're going to Indonesia. Trekking in September. He wants to do that trip where we're climbing volcanoes and swimming with whale sharks and that sort of stuff. But he wasn't too keen on just hanging out in Europe. He's a bit too young for that at the moment.
Yeah.
So, yes, Isabella and I are going over, and we're very lucky as her parents, Ruth, have got a house over there. So we're actually staying there. They've got a beautiful villa in on the Swiss-Italian border. So we've been very lucky that they let us stay there.
I must get to know this Ruth lady, the mother-in-law, because, I mean, you know, the household.
Well, yes, she's a very kind and lovely lady. Yep.
You're speaking well of her at the moment, aren't you? 16 past 10, Peter. Thank you so much. Safe trip. Bon voyage.
Thanks, David.
And you get stuck into that Blue Zone diet, and we'll see a new Peter Dynan in, 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
All right. It's 16 past 10 here at 5 EBI.